They watched its final collapse from a rocky ledge 2 kilometers from the Maidens of Nestor. The entire plateau was haloed in sunset orange as tears of molten metal wept down the mountain's flanks. Each glassy monolith reflected the glow of the Forge Temple's destruction, standing proud amid the devastation. No more would the Bloodborne craft engines of war to slaughter the defenders of Quintan. No more would they be able to replenish their losses with impunity. Now, the battlefields would be places of attrition to them, and Vothir Tark's lack of ability as a warlord would be hideously exposed. Now, the Ultramarines were in the ascendancy. Talion ran a hand across his shaven scalp before making the sign of the Aquila over his heart. Behind him, Catan, Darius, Zeno, and Agathon did the same, honoring their fallen brother.
I shouldn't have lost him.
You didn't. The war took him.
The war?
Talion shook his head.
No. I let him down. And now the chapter has been deprived of a fine scout. A son of Ultramar who never had the chance to be the warrior it was his right to become.
Catan put his hand on Talion's shoulder.
Think on it this way. Draco's sacrifice saved all our lives. And how many lives will we go on to save?
One life for many, is that what you're saying?
It is. And you know I'm right. I too grieve for Draco's loss. But if his death allows us to win the war for Quintan, then I believe it was a price worth paying.
Talion nodded.
I know you're right, old friend. But to see those in their prime cut down while an old war horse like me endures feels very wrong.
Nonsense. You are Torias Talion, the Eye of Vengeance. And you will live forever.
Talion did not answer him and turned towards home. And behind him, a mountain burned.